For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. The Albion River Bridge on Highway 1 in Mendocino County is an engineering marvel and considered a work of art by many local residents. The Coastal Bridge was built in 1944, and because of wartime shortages of steel and concrete, it was constructed primarily out of treated Douglas fir timber and a salvaged steel trestle. In fact, the bridge is so unique and well-designed, it is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It has withstood ocean elements and the test of time, but now the fate of this 75-year-old wonder is uncertain. Caltrans has plans to either replace or rehabilitate the narrow bridge at rough cost estimates of $20 to $50 million. Caltrans officials say the bridge does not meet current standards for shoulders and guardrails, and the maintenance costs are high. A group of Albion residents are working to preserve the bridge and are challenging the agency's every move. Albion is a small seaside town where tourism, popular restaurants, and a campground and marina are important economic drivers. Bridge stewards argue replacing it would ruin the town's visual character and harm these local businesses. I joined Albion residents Anne Marie Weibel and John Johansson on a windy afternoon at the beach below the bridge along the base of the trestles. Weibel has been amassing data and research on the issue, and Johansson is a retired architect with decades of experience.
We believe that this bridge does not warrant to be taken down.
This wood has never been painted, sat on the coast for 75 years, and it's in perfect shape. You know, you could, a redwood deck won't last 10 years. The one thing that I've continuously evolved and appreciated more is the effort and work it takes to put this stuff like this together. It's absolutely magnificent, and there's nobody around that knows how to do this. The effort that went into this. We just want to tear it down.
I can appreciate the community's love for their bridge. I do. It's an engineering marvel, there's no doubt about it.
That is Frank Demling, the Caltrans Albion River Bridge Project Manager.
There does come a point in time when you do need to start looking at your options for replacement. You certainly don't want to be planning to replace a bridge when the unthinkable might happen.
Caltrans has made a pretty decent attempt to keep in touch with the community, but at the same time, they're just telling us what they're going to do. They're not necessarily asking us what we would like them to do.
Weibel and Johansson agree the bridge needs repairs. Demling says some of those are a result of the protective coating on the wood, arsenic and chromium leaching out of the timber.
And with the checks and splits, that makes it more vulnerable to decay. What we're noticing now is that those timbers are beginning to decay at a faster and faster rate. So as long as we continue to manage the rot and fill the voids where we remove the rot and replace the corroded bolts, the service life on that bridge might be somewhere between 10 to 20 years, possibly. It's hard to say because once you see this type of decay begin, it's really hard to judge how quickly it will move. So that's why it's important to look at our alternatives now for not just rehabilitation, but for replacement, should it become necessary to replace the bridge.
But the replacement option so far has not been well received, according to Weibel.
What they proposed to us was an insult to the community, because just to have a little lookout for tourists to leave their trash behind in a windy area is not going to cut it. And no matter how glossy the railing is painted and whether it has fish or octopus painted on the railing, whether it's blue or green, that's not going to, you know, make up for tearing down a landmark bridge that's still in good condition.
The next step moving forward on this project is what's called a geotechnical investigation to assess all of the alternatives and help determine which one is best. This process, that requires cutting down a section of eucalyptus trees on the north end of the bridge, is also raising concerns.
They're a great windbreak, and they also provide shelter for animals, and there are areas where Caltrans was not allowed to tear down eucalyptus trees because there were monarch butterflies nesting.
Demling argues that in this case, cutting down the trees will be an improvement.
They're quite old, and they're nearing the end of their life anyway, and they do block the view coming around the turn. We'll revegetate that area with native vegetation, and we will be saving as many trees as we possibly can. We're only planning to remove those trees as necessary so that we can complete the geotechnical investigation.
To conduct this investigation, Caltrans is seeking a coastal development permit from the Coastal Commission. Demling says he expects it will be on the Commission's agenda in September at their meeting in Fort Bragg. If approved, the investigation will take up to 8 weeks. The decision to replace or rehabilitate the bridge is not expected until early 2020. Stewards like Weibel and Johansson will keep a watchful eye on the project in an effort to protect their beloved bridge. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.
We're in favor of a new bridge once this bridge's life is over, and in the meantime, to maintain it and to preserve it.
It's just a horrible waste of money and a terrible use of a historic asset. Instead of just coming up and seeing the actual thing, all you're going to have left are photographs, which that's the last bridge we have like that in California. We think it's pretty important to consider saving it.